Monday, August 2nd, 2010. Life on planet Earth. This is Winfrey conference call. We could say Winfrey and friends and associates in all dimensions. And if you're tuning in on BBS radio, you are, we've also got a group on a conference line. And why do we do it this way? Because that's how it started. And you know what? Unlike a lot of people that are experts, I have no idea what I'm doing. So when something starts and it works, I kind of am not reticent to change it. Because what if it stops working? So we have some people on the conference line. And you guys on the conference line last week, thank you. Who was it now? It was Angel. I believe it was the lady who has the email, Angel. We were screwed up. We couldn't get on both lines, so we just did it on the call. So we thank you, Angel, for playing it back. Oh, there goes somebody I must have offended. Hang on.
Entry and exit chimes are off.
We like to turn the entry and exit times off so that when people hang up on us, we don't get offended.
Are you recording, Win?
Am I recording? No, thank you.
Please enter your PIN followed by pound. Please wait. This conference is now being recorded.
Okay. Entry and exit times are off. And this is Winfrey, and we welcome all the people that are listening on the replay line. And what we're going to do is we're going to have all the people on the conference line say hello to everybody else. Now, I want you guys to realize that this hello is not only in space, but it's in time. You're going to be saying hello to all the people that listen in the future and all the people that are listening right now. It could be all over the planet. So hopefully they don't have to do it. It's free will. But if I say 1, 2, 3 and there's silence, it means there's mutiny. And so we'll try it and see what happens.
Now,
1, 2, 3
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Now, do we have any hecklers on the line? Did I hear a heckler? We're pretty lucky. We don't get hecklers on this line. I shouldn't say that. Next week, who knows what will happen. So, Terry, are you on the line? Hello, Terry. Oh, well, I'm just going to have to channel tonight. Where is Terry? So this is a call where we talk to intelligence in other dimensions. And it's actually quite serious because, as most of you probably have noticed, there's a lot of shifts happening on the planet.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And I wrote a book, started writing a book in the year 2000 that predicted all these shifts. Now, at the time I wrote the book, I didn't know that would happen. Are you on the line? Why? Seth didn't call you? Okay. At the time, I didn't know all the shifts would happen and all the things that were said. And I said, well, I'll put it in the book. I know this guy is Edgar Cayce. I know the voices talking to him are wise. Is that Seth? Oh, tell him Seth is getting Terry on the line. And they were explaining the shift, and they were also explaining a lot of things that we're going to break down on our planet, including some Earth changes. If you guys haven't read The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, I highly recommend running to Amazon and getting it. It's only $12.97, and it's a mind-blowing book. If you happen to know David Wilcock's work, the book is not the same as his work. It emphasizes his channeled messages. And David, at the time, was having a predisposition to put the emphasis not on his channeled messages, but rather on the scientific explanation for the shift. And it was his feeling, and he was correct, probably, that he would get a much bigger audience and many more people paying attention rather than being a channeler. But I took the position of the channelings were more important, and or at least as important, and the book was specially composed to focus on the channelings. And in 2002, this remarkable thing happened where they started talking to me. They, meaning sources in other dimensions, who everyone who's on this line regularly knows the story, where a personal relationship spontaneously kept asking me questions, saying, those guys want to talk to you again. And at that time, it was a little bit like a science fiction movie. It was hard to believe it was real, except that they predicted a newspaper headline in advance, and they did a medical miracle on saving my sister's life. All this is in my book, Questions and Answers with the Elohim. And so this has been 8 years now where I've been having these communications, and I've asked hundreds and hundreds of questions. And not only that, I do it publicly. We do it publicly. And Terry is one of the people who is able to be a voice for these sources. And three times a week, we're here on the phone and asking them questions or doing grid healings. And you can listen in. So there's nothing secret about this. It's open to anyone that chooses to listen. And many people not only have gotten phenomenal view on what's going on and an unprecedented understanding of soul-level evolution over many lifetimes, but on our Sunday call, we have people having little miracles like breast cancer going away or depression going away. I mean, it happens on all the calls, but Sunday is particularly strong. So, you know, I'm doing it this way, in a public way like this, which is very unusual, for two reasons. One reason is I trust Terry. And it's very important because when you're dealing with channeled voices and you put them into the public, how do you know that they're positive? One of the ways that this realm has gotten screwed up is because throughout our history, there have been people who channeled that were not channeling positive sources, but they mimicked positive sources. According to our sources, even Edgar Cayce, from time to time, would channel a negative source. So putting things into the public like this is tricky because I can't take back it. I can't evaluate it. I can't edit it. And it took me a long time to trust that what came through Terry was, I believe, I would tend to say always positive. And the reason it's always positive is because Terry is very positive. And she has a very high intent on service to this planet. And we only, you know, what they said at one point is that they weren't just being a voice through Terry. They were blending with Terry. So the voice that comes through is, she can describe it. It's not just them and it's a little bit of her. And occasionally when she talks about Dr. Marshall, I think it's more her than them. That's her favorite health therapist, that when people have health problems, she always tells them to call Dr. Marshall and gives them their phone number. But they did say a couple of years ago that they were making an unusual blend with them and Terry. And, you know, I think Terry has a little track record of doing this over other lifetimes. And that's one of the reasons it happens like that this lifetime. And it's a pretty rare ability to be able to do this and keep such a high intent. Do you want to comment on that, Terry? Am I right? When they blend with you, it's like you and them. How do you experience it?
It's like I'm listening. I'm watching. I'm seeing what they're seeing. I'm like riding with them. But it's them that is making the venture forward. So that's about how it is.
So it'd be like getting on a ride with someone else and being in the back seat and saying, whoa, look at that. The Iranian army. Oh, Mexico. Look at that oil. It's like you're not in the driver's seat.
Oh.
You're in the back seat.
Oh.
But you're in the same car, so to speak. Is that a good way to describe it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way.
So, the topic tonight, and we're going to have a conversation with them in just a moment, but the topic is how to keep your heart open. Now, you know, when we discuss these things, it's easy. One of the things that I watch everybody do, almost everybody, is they try to find a methodology in their mind about how to do something. And obviously, you would do anything to keep your heart open. So what is it, a technique? And the answers to these kinds of questions are what I would call nonlinear, because it's not a technique. But there are things you can do that increase the chances of it working. And doing nothing ensures that nothing will happen. So those of you that have been tracking me know that I keep saying, this is an experiment. I don't know what I'm doing. I'll see what happens when I do this. And you'll note that probably today, if you heard me 2 years ago, I'm speaking with more confidence than 2 years ago, and 2 years ago was more confidence than 2 years before that, because I learn by experimenting. And then when I see something work, I get more confident. I say, hey, this is working. It's obvious it's working. But up to the point that I can see it work, it's an experiment. So if everyone looked at their own life as an experiment, if everyone looked at their own life as an experiment, then you could take more chances and say, I wonder if that works. I wonder if this keeps my heart open. I wonder how I feel when I do this. And if you start that process, you're going to have some hits. By hits, I mean, wow, that worked. That really worked. And then you can go and repeat it. And what started off as an experiment will be an accomplishment. And so let's see what time it is. We have here 6:17. We're going to do what we say is calling in of the light. And that is invoking a group energy amongst us all. If you happen to be listening for the first time, our sources make the claim that they can connect energetically with each person on this line. If you pay close attention to the energy around you and you trust us, and you're open to this, because they oftentimes, when people are coming in the first time, they are not trusting, which is okay, because you should check these things out and make sure you're comfortable. But if you've come to the point where you've listened to our calls, read our materials, where you trust the connection, then when you're on this line, all you have to do is say inwardly that I'm open. And you can, it's hard to put, again, this is nonlinear. It's hard to explain this in words. If I stop talking for a moment and you shut your eyes, you may have a feeling you're not alone, that there's a presence. And you might be saying to yourself, what's that? That's unusual. Well, I think it's them. I think that's how they enter this realm. That's how they say they enter this realm, as love, light, energy. Because what's love, light, energy? This is a new experience. And I always add the caveat, when I say it's them, it's actually us in a larger form. Because the universe is one being. Each of us has been compressed into 3D. And the goal is to learn how to expand into the higher realms. And while still being in a body and still having all your body feelings. So we're actually, I believe we're actually doing this on this line. Started out as an experiment. They said they could do it. And I know some of you are feeling the energies. If you're not feeling the energies, then I recommend keep coming back and see what happens, because it's subtle. It's not like some source materializes next to you. Now, maybe that's possible, but I haven't seen that yet. But it's a subtle feeling of connection, of not being alone, of not being separated. And if you start to feel that on this line, and you keep coming back, over a period of time, you will carry that feeling and that sense of connection into your life. And whatever you do, you'll be connected. And when you do that, you automatically start to connect other people. It's a psychic thing. It's a psychic interchange. It's not, there's no trying involved. If you're trying, you're failing. If you're thinking, I need to have friends that know there's a dimensional shift, or I need to have friends that understand this, it's not correct. You need to learn to stay connected to the higher realms and hold that connection even when you're doing ordinary things. And by doing that, you will impact everything and everyone and everywhere. So, Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
So I'm going to call in the light, and we're going to ask some questions.
All right.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line. And any negativity be taken to the higher realms and released and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. So if any of you are carrying burdens right now, if you're feeling clenched, tight, headachy, take a deep breath. You know, I tell you, when I do these calls, it works for me just as much as it works for you. There's times when I'm out of balance and I start doing the calls, the energy comes in, and I shift. Right now, we're going to invoke a group energy connection. The connection where we are all one. At the same time, maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to other, operating in the Christed light, honoring the law of one, to join with us and create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And are our sources present to answer questions?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with you this August 2nd, 2010, based or focused through Terry Brown in Sedona, Arizona, and Win Free in Sedona, Arizona, and reaching out and touching each and every person on this line and each and every person who is operating the radio station and each and every person who is going to be listening to this call or listening or reading the transcript at some later time. As time is unified and it is all here and now. We enjoy this opportunity to become manifest in your realm, for we do not have we do not have physicalness. We are able to come and go and able to manifest or unmanifest. And we greet each and every one of you. This is Ra On, and we ask if you have questions.
Well, I'm just going to ask some questions on the topic of keeping your heart open. Now, I know that there's people on this line whose hearts are open. They radiate joy and love, and they are of service to all the people around them. And there's other people on this line that are depressed, hurt, stuck, don't know where to turn, separated, alienated. And I want to address these questions on behalf of those people, because I can say, quite frankly, that I can relate to being one of those people and that I moved through it. In fact, at one point in one of the channelings, they said, the reason I'm good at this is because I moved through those things and I know how I did it, so I have the ability to share it with other people. So, you know, I know one of the things people feel is they feel unloved. They have a relationship, they don't feel loved. They have parents, or maybe their parents are gone, but they didn't feel loved. So they have an overwhelming feeling of not being loved, and probably unworthiness is attached to that. How can that person move through those feelings and experience self-love?
Thank you for your question, as this is one of the dilemmas that an individual encounters oftentimes when they move into the physical realm. And one of the reasons they encounter this is that they move into a family or a circumstance in society where and there is competition for attention, and there is the misconception that one can get this attention through various false means. It is only an apparency that they can get the attention by having material things that others can lull and over. And it also does help them with their transgression, their movement through the physical life. And so there is positiveness in having the material advantages. And one needs to keep in perspective that it is given to them in a transitory manner, and therefore they do not own this for all time. It is something that they can experience. And when one latches on to a belief, a fixed belief, as if it is something that is true for them for all time, and this can be that if they have material wealth, then they are worthwhile or some such belief, then this belief will let them down because as they transition to the other side, they do not have it, and then they have a great falling, and they get totally stuck in their transition as they try to hang on to the benefits of having lived and experienced the material wealth or the material assets. They get reliant upon that. So we would say overall that getting into a totally fixed position without being able to change and holding on by glue to something, then this is a shutdown of the systems to some degree within the body. As take, for instance, the throat chakra and the expression chakra. When one is able to express themselves, they can move through situations and keep on moving and staying in the now. However, if they begin to shut down and experience things that they cannot say to another, let's say an example might be someone is doing drugs and they cannot tell their parents, and then they begin to shut down in that area. So if one keeps their ethicalness in place, and so they are acting in an ethical manner so that they can give and take communication easily with others without having to withhold, then their expression chakra becomes more open, and as a result, their heart becomes more open. If one is able to experience power and to express their power, has their power chakra open, then this can translate to the heart chakra too, and can let the person would know that he can, he, she can give and take. And in the give and take, there is a flow which brings the heart to an opening. That is a preliminary answer.
Okay. Well, it seems to me that if someone is in a circumstance where they feel totally closed down, and if they can find one person that they can authentically contribute something to, really contribute within the context of making a contribution to another person in a genuine way, I believe that's something that opens your heart automatically. And you can't do it because you want to graduate this realm. You can't do it. It's like people that want to go to heaven and they think because they go to church or they tithe, that's going to make them go to heaven. It could, but it has to be authentic. It can't be out of obligation. And am I accurate when I say this?
Yes, you are, as this initiates a flow between one and another. And the more one can do this and can give, then they can also be open to receive. And this is a heart-opening process.
Mm-hmm. So that's one way to open your heart, to find someone who you can contribute to authentically. Now, it seems to me another way to open your heart is to make a connection with higher sources and love or be devoted to the energy of that connection. I think that's called bhakti yoga, as a matter of fact, the yoga of devotion. Can you comment on that one?
Yes. This is something that as you and Terry work with us, then we share energies of the higher realms. As one listens to us on the call, then they share these energies. The energies are moving around them, through them, and available to them. And they may then begin to recognize these signature frequencies and be able to tap into them and move into our space, which we share with all, and be able to gain stabilization within their sphere by feeling the love that we impart. We also impart a pink color that surrounds and protects the color of love.
For those of you who have never seen it, there was a time when I was at somebody's house and somebody took a picture. There were two instances. The one where I was in, I had to take a promotional picture. I didn't like my picture. If you noticed, I now have a new picture where I'm not wearing sunglasses. And people have asked me, you should have a picture where you're not mysterious. And it was hard for me to get that picture. So Terry and I were at an expo where I was giving a talk. And we went outside to take a picture. And Terry took a picture of me, and I said, I don't like my expression. Let's call in the light, and we'll take another picture. So we called in the light and took another picture. And a few weeks later, I looked at the pictures, and the second picture, after we called in the light, there was this pink glow over my sweater that I was wearing in my heart area. And I asked about it in a channeling, but obviously I was pretty certain that it was them, and they said it was. And another time I was at somebody's home who was a potentially really good contact for getting my work out to a lot of people, and somebody took a picture, and I didn't just have a little pink glow in my heart. You couldn't barely see me. I was just totally surrounded in pink, and my body, about 75% of my body was hidden by this pink. And I asked about it in the channeling, and they said in the channeling that they were helping me, and they were just beaming all this energy in my direction so that it would help me get the support that I was looking for. So I'm sure that this works for other people too. When you learn to actually realize that you can call on these guys and they will come in, and it takes some practice, and being on the calls is a good way of practicing. And that will, over time, give you the connection, which once you make it, becomes pretty reliable, because it's not based on anything in this world. It's based on something which is always there and can be called upon. So we're covering ways to open your heart.
We have one other thing to say on that topic. If one can recognize and become adept at moving into the frequency, the higher frequency of the Elohim and the Ra group, then they can balance out situations that happen in the earth plane and still maintain their own stabilization and use the higher frequencies to stabilize them in moving through difficult situations without catapulting head first and energy first into the situation and letting it take you over.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now, there's another topic which I'll bring up on this particular subject, and it has to do with sexuality. Years ago, I remember hearing this Indian yogi. His name was Yogi Bhajan. He was a Sikh. And he said that in the human body, now, there's a block between the third chakra and the fourth chakra, and that sexual release can open this block up. And some people don't allow themselves to have sexual releases. They feel guilt or shame about it. And I wonder, for some people, is this a necessary requirement, at least at some point in their evolution, to need this kind of release to help open their chakra?
When an individual is connected with the body, it is something within the body that is a function of the body, and the individual, by shutting this off, may then inherit by default the block, and the body may feel blocked. And would one be able to express their sexual energy, it would remove the block and allow the person to not be hindered by the block, but to move more to his mastery within this realm, without it causing hindrance towards his spiritual path.
So could we say that if there's a certain kind of person that would need this kind of release, and if they deny it, then they will have a hard time opening their heart?
Yes, in that they are connected with the body, and they, by blocking this area of human experience, are setting up signals to bypass full opening of their heart.
Mm-hmm. Now, the next question is, if one decides that they want to have this experience, then if you have this experience with another person, an intimate sexual interchange, it's so easy to get caught up in the energies of the other person. So if that other person tends to be have a more negative dispensation than you do, then, and I know this happens for a lot of people, they feel desperate for release, and they pick a partner that ends up perhaps in being worse than better. So what kind of guidance or counsel would you give for that particular issue?
When choosing a partner, one needs to choose a partner that allows free will and does not declare ownership of the other. For sexual ownership can be a downfall to growth, as one then is blocked in how they can expand and grow. So one must, to obtain maximum free will growth, have the ability to move in an unstuck manner through his or her life. Now, would one have gotten into a possessive relationship, which is then finding themselves in an unsatisfactory area, then this can provide a sort of a growth in itself, in that one then they have to suffer through much patience and much tightening down of his or her own circumstances to be able to move through that experience.
So, of course, another question which is begging here is that if someone has that inherent need for sexual expression, and that's going to be the key to opening their heart, what are the pros and cons of self-service?
There is no taboo on this. We leave it to the individual to explore and to see the pros and cons for themselves.
So it's possible that that could be a viable means of releasing that energy if you don't have an acceptable, loving partner.
It is not as satisfactory in general as the one with give and take with a partner, as it is an energy transfer with a partner. One can look at each one's circumstance and use self-experimentation as a start for further moving into a better relationship.
Mm-hmm. So it's okay to experiment and observe and see what happens and see how you feel and see, you know, what transpires. And, well, we have a couple of minutes left, and I think we really hit some really great points on this call, and I hope this helps people. And I wanted to mention that we have a program which is called Team Shift, where people get together every day and call in the light, and it's helped some of the people hold these energies and connections to the higher realms. So if you go to our website, main.messageaday.net, and look up Team Shift and fill out that application, you will get assigned to a group that can meet every day. And you can consider that as an experiment. It may work for you. It may not. Is there anything you'd like to share with us that's important on this particular topic that I haven't covered?
Give us a moment. Perhaps the most important area that we have covered is the fullness of connecting to the higher dimensions. And to read the materials and to sense the frequencies, to listen to the tapes, to make the connection, to ask when you need something for the highest good, and to ask for guidance, to get used to making the connection, for it is something that will stabilize you in difficult times.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Terry. Thank you all who are on this line. And thank you especially for those of you that are coming in regularly, because you have helped me learn myself how to do this and that this is working. And on Wednesday, we'll be doing our question and answer call, and where people submit questions, and you're all welcome to submit a question. And I pick the questions based on the greatest relevance to the most people and the personal urgency of the person asking the question. So questions at messageaday.net, and we always send out a notice on Message a Day where we have the phone number and the access code for the Wednesday call. So thank you, Terry, very much. Thank you, our sources. Thank all of you who are listening right now. And let me see here.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Do we have some guys on the conference call?
Jeff, Wynn, thank you.
Thanks, Wynn.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry and Wynn.
Let's say goodbye.
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Terry.